Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Here it comes. It is. Here we go. Singing it. That sounded like the start of Singing in the Kitchen with Bobby Bear and his kids.
It did a little bit.
Today, again, the Outlaws. And speaking of people seeing people at the All Request Lunch Hour, our winner from yesterday's Outlaw Almanac Quiz giveaway, Jeff from St. Michael, he came out to the All Request Lunch Hour yesterday.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. And I met Jeff. And, very nice man, and going to join us for the Outlaws.
And I also got a video from another one of our listeners complaining that you were in front of him at the Oak Ridge Boys, and all he could see was your head.
Well.
And sent the video. I have video proof, but there's nothing you can do with that. But you probably stood and were in the same spot you always are.
I pretty much have been in that spot for a long time.
Exactly. That's your favorite spot.
But
it's usually it's usually by the bar, and it's usually
yes.
next to the sound board back there, right?
Yep. And I do apologize
to
that guy.
Watch.
It is a good spot. Good spot to hear, good spot to watch. Yeah. But I do apologize to that guy. And I'll apologize in advance if you hear a vacuum cleaner or something going. Vividly Clean is here at my house, and I don't think they know I'm on the radio right now.
Well, they obviously don't know about the almanac either.
Correct.
That this would be a bad time to do that, but...
They're upstairs, so I think we're good for a while.
Okay. All right. Well, if they find anything of note or of value, please let us know in their process of cleaning.
I will.
So we'll do the Outlaw tickets along with the Atlanta Rhythm Section. This is the Saturday night show. This Saturday at the Medina Entertainment Center. It'll be an almanac quiz once again here today. Thursday, November 14th, 319th day of the year, 1856 today.
Eagle Brand sweetened condensed milk is the magic ingredient to chewy cookie bars you make and bake in one pan. Borden's special process combines a quart of fresh whole milk, pure cane sugar, and careful vacuum cooking at precise temperatures to assure creamy richness.
American Gale Borden, our patent of the day today, a patent for the technology related to his invention for condensed milk. It's basically sweetened condensed milk. You know the difference between condensed milk and evaporated milk, right? Condensed milk is sweetened, and that has the sugar in it, and then basically
used in cooking a lot.
Well, so is evaporated milk.
Yeah.
But if you want to do something savory, you use evaporated milk. If you want to do something sweet, you use the sweetened condensed milk from Borden. They basically take out 60% of the moisture of the water when they evaporate milk. Basically, sweetened condensed milk is basically evaporated milk with sugar in it.
Right.
And it's cooked up nicely.
And it comes in a can. Yeah.
And those bar cookies that we talked about, you know, in the commercial, did you hear that?
Yes.
Some of the pan cookies. You probably wouldn't like those because they have coconut in them.
Right.
And
I'm not a big coconut fan.
And I'm pretty sure my wife has made those because I remember I was helping out with the sweetened condensed milk. I probably actually had to go pick it up from the store. And you would have nothing to do with them because they had the coconut.
Coconut, yeah.
Coconut.
It's not that I can't do it, but it's just not my favorite at all.
So that was 1856. 1889, reporter from the New York World, Nellie Bly. That was her pen name, her nom de plume. Her actual name was Elizabeth Cochran. Began an attempt to surpass the fictitious journey of Jules Verne. So Jules Verne, Jules Verne's Phileas? What's the guy? The fog guy. Not the fall guy.
Phineas.
Yeah, this is a typo. It's Phineas Fogg. That's why that threw me off. It says Phileas. P-H-I-L-E-S. Is it not Phineas Fogg?
Phineas Fogg. That's the way I always thought it was.
I'm going to ask my phone. Who is Phineas Fogg?
P-H-I-N-N-E-A-S or something. Phineas.
Yeah. No, it is Phileas. Yeah.
It is?
You got it. Yeah, they got it right.
Well, we got it wrong.
No, we both got it wrong. I need to read more of Jules Verne. We should have had Doc Brown on here talking
right.
about
he's it. He's a Jules Verne guy.
Big Jules Verne guy. But anyway, she attempted to surpass the fictitious journey of Phileas Fogg by traveling around the world in less than 80 days in the Jules Verne book.
Yes.
Guess what? She succeeded.
Really?
Finished the journey in January in 72 days, 6 hours, and 11 minutes.
Impressive.
Pretty impressive. Do you think there are any, like, newspaper reporters now that would be willing to do that? Because that seems kind of death-defying in 1889.
It sure does.
Anything could happen. She could have died.
Right.
I would assume.
Well, kudos. That's pretty gutty
effort. I'd have to look into it. Did she take a boat? Did she actually row the boat herself?
Well.
Or did she take other modes of transportation? And maybe it wasn't as death-defying and treacherous as I'm thinking that it might be.
It sounds like it requires more research.
So, 1947 this date.
As Robinson was dominating the welterweight division in the 1940s, LaMotta was clearing out the middleweights. He deserved a shot at the title. But to get it, first he'd have to take a dive against Billy Fox in 1947.
They came to my brother with a proposition that if I lost the fight, I would be guaranteed a shot for the title. And I agreed.
Fox scored a fourth-round TKO, and immediately it was assumed that the Mafia had pressured LaMotta to throw the fight.
And that fight happened on this day. Jake LaMotta knocked out for the first time a TKO, but a KO nonetheless,
right,
by Billy Fox. And then it came out later that he took a dive because the Mafia said, well, we'll give you a heavyweight title, or not heavyweight, but a championship bout
in the middleweight
match.
Yep.
But you need to take this dive, and then we'll make it happen. So he
did
it to
advance. They needed a payday,
They needed a payday, exactly.
Wow.
And they got it.
You know, it tells you how much pressure the mob had on boxing.
And there's no way that this Billy Fox would have beaten Jake LaMotta. I mean, the way that they portray it in the movie Raging Bull.
Right.
Is that, Jake LaMotta is actually holding up Billy Fox so he can continue to hit Jake LaMotta. He's holding him up so the other guy can hit him. You know, the guy who's holding him up is the guy who's getting hit.
Right.
But that's unfortunate, but that's just kind of the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
We heard from Fat Tony yesterday from The Simpsons. I mean, what the mafia wants, the mafia often gets.
Right.
All right. 47, 1974 now.
Now, my friend Adams was accused of a crime he didn't commit. So he escaped into the mountains, leaving behind the only life that he ever knew.
TV intro time.
What a great combination. Dan Haggerty and Denver Pyle.
Place for a greenhorn.
Big time.
And he was a greenhorn.
A grizzly bear.
Surviving were mighty slim. Were no time at all.
So this show debuted this date, 1974. I want to say it was first run syndication.
And he come upon a grizzly bear cub, all alone and helpless.
You know, there was a time, then a little bit later, it was about that time, that old Adams realized he had a special way with nature. Oh, but that grizzly bear was special. And together, Neil, what did they do? They became a legend.
Yep.
As we know.
It's a great show. Kind of like that. And Denver Pyle, what a talent. What a talent.
As he growed, he became the best friend Adams ever had. And together, they became a legend.
As they growed.
And then we would go into the song, which I always thought was John Denver growing up watching that show.
Sounded like him a little bit.
It was Thomas Pace and Maybe, There's a World Where We Don't Have to Run. So Grizzly Adams debuted on this date. Big TV debut, 1974. How about this date in 76? More TV magic.
What brings you to Terra?
you vixen, you. Starlet. I love you. That gown is gorgeous.
Thank you. I saw it in the window and I just couldn't resist it.
Carol Burnett Show, they made history. It was one of the more funnier things ever on television. Carol Burnett dressed up in the drapes in a takeoff of Gone with the Wind called Went with the Wind.
Yeah,
and Harvey Korman. Harvey Korman, you think that maybe he broke up a little bit because he was known to do that? Let's see.
Starlet. I'm sorry. Maybe it isn't Starlet. Isn't it Starlet? Starlet?
Yes.
He was so shaken again by... That was part of his charm.
It was.
On the Carol Burnett Show. Whether it was Carol Burnett or whether it was Tim Conway trying to break up Harvey Korman and get him off his game a little bit, but he would always recover nicely, and that was also the magic. So that was on television on CBS on this date. First time we saw that in 76, 77.
There's a new pet, Chia Pet, the pottery that grows. Just soak the chia seeds, spread them on your Chia Pet, and keep him filled with water. In a few days, he sprouts his own beautiful green herbal coat, and soon you've got a lovely houseplant.
Chia.
Herbal coat.
Chia, yeah, and then you can harvest and put it on a salad or maybe in a pita pocket. Right. Be delicious with a little tuna. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the Chia Pet was introduced this date in 1977. It really didn't become popular until the 80s. That was the first commercial that ever aired for the Chia Pet that I aired for you right there. And that was 1984. Nice. So it was about... Okay. You know, 7 years later that it kind of became mainstream.
Yes.
The whole Chia Pet thing. And the original Chia Pet was a ram.
Yep.
A ram, kind of like a sheep.
And it's still going.
Ram. Yes. Yep. Still going. They've done everything, just about anything and everything. Mm-hmm. We've had presidents.
Yep.
All kinds of good stuff. Willie Nelson. There was a Willie Nelson Chia Pet.
Chia Pet, that's right.
1983.
Coach Shula now has won number 325. So the Dolphins win 19-14. Coach Shula being mobbed by media, by team, by coaches on the far side and by fans as he becomes the all-time winningest coach in the history of the National Football League, breaking the record of the immortal George Halas, which he tied 2 weeks ago.
Don Shula, 1993, this date. They defeat the Philadelphia Eagles 19-14. Winning game number 325.
Very nice.
And does that include Super Bowls? You know, a lot of the stats and everything when it comes to the NFL does not include the playoffs.
Mm.
Playoffs are separate.
I guess we would have to
Look that up.
Yeah.
Because I was about to say one of those wins was in a Super Bowl with the Vikings, of course.
Yes.
Was that Super Bowl 9?
It just says most wins, doesn't say most regular season, but right. I do agree. They tend to leave out playoff numbers.
What were the Super Bowls? We were in the Pittsburgh Super Bowl was Super Bowl 9?
4, 5, 6. Let's see.
Because it was back-to-back. The first Dolphins one, and Steelers.
The first one was 4.
4.
Against Kansas City. That was 70. So 1, 2, 3, probably 7. Yeah, 7 and 8, or 8 and 9, yeah.
Hey, let's go to 1994, a year later.
I have my flashlight in case the train breaks down or the tunnel collapses.
Well, I think, you know, how long have we waited for this to be built? I think it would be a very worthwhile and historical journey, you know, to be on.
Do you think it's odd having this permanent link now between Britain and mainland Europe?
Well, I might be able to answer that question better in a few years' time.
He wasn't sure if they wanted to be connected with Europe or not. It was, it was the tunnel, Neil, one of the modern marvels of the world. They tunneled, was it just yesterday or the day before, earlier this week?
Yesterday,
we had the first ever underwater tunnel for persons
New York
and people and transportation and everything. It was with the Holland Tunnel. Mm-hmm. Which connects New York and New Jersey. And here today in 1994, we had the first public trains that ran through the Channel Tunnel, the Euro Tunnel. They call it all kinds of stuff. The Euro Train, those passenger trains went from England to France under the English Channel. This date, 1994. And then how about 98?
We were in Vegas. It was exciting. We're in love and... boom.
What are the odds? Dennis Rodman married? It happened.
Ding dong, the bachelor life of the NBA's male witch is apparently dead.
We did it.
It is official. The Worm confirmed today that he is married to actress Carmen Electra.
Yeah, that happened this day. Rodman and Carmen Electra got married in Las Vegas. Neil, do you remember how long it lasted?
It was in days rather than weeks.
Even Rodman's agent wasn't for it. Obviously, Rodman's agent did not get an invite. He was not best man. It was in Vegas. His agent questioned whether the marriage was even legal, saying that the Bulls star, Rodman, was drunk at the time.
Yeah.
Which surprises me. I didn't know he drank.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but it was right. It was, yeah. It was just days, right? It didn't last very long.
9 days.
9 days.
Okay. After 9 days, Rodman filed for the annulment.
Yeah.
But that was a crazy, wild 9 days. I remember it well.
Yeah.
They took the world by storm. Let's do birthdays now today. And again, Almanac quiz for Atlanta Rhythm Section and the Outlaws coming up Saturday night. The quiz coming up after today's Bob Almanac.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Do you love me? 87 for the lead singer of the Contours. Who doesn't remember this song?
Classic.
Just the intro to it is fabulous.
Yes, for sure.
Me now that I can dance. That was kind of like the plot to Footloose for Sean Penn's brother and what's her name. We just had Mr. Big, the gal from Sex and the City. She was in Footloose as well. They call her Old Horse Face, which is so mean, Neil.
That is just so mean. What is her name? Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Is that what it is? Really?
No.
That's somebody else.
Isn't that it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm starting to put less and less effort into this almanac here as far as remembering things. I'm still bringing the audio. Still bringing the audio game. But
yes,
other
you
stuff,
are.
I'm just kind of going, yeah. Eh. So that's Joseph Billingsley Jr., lead singer of the Contours. We mentioned 87 today. I got to go back to Fred Hayes because he was on that Apollo 13 team. They made it back. They lost the moon, but they made it back safely, which was good. They had a problem with the fuel mixture in the tank. He was played by Bill Paxton in the movie.
Yeah.
So if you remember the movie, Bill Paxton, he was playing Fred Hayes.
Okay.
And he's 91 today. King Charles III, 76 today.
Mm-hmm.
Became the king when his mom passed away.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth
King
II.
Chuck.
King Chuck is 76. Founding member of Styx.
Oh, yeah.
Guitarist J.Y. James Young. Singing back up here. Tommy Shaw singing lead on Fooling Yourself.
Come on, let's see what you got.
Remember, it was always J.Y. and Tommy Shaw versus Dennis DeYoung. Because Dennis DeYoung wanted to go towards these rock operas and ballads and stuff.
Ballads.
And they wanted to rock. And they eventually did split up, of course.
They did both rather effectively.
Oh,
I thought
they were very good at all that. They certainly were. And that's James J.Y. Young from Styx here today. 75.
Hi, my name is Teddy Ruxpin. Can you and I be friends?
Yeah.
I really enjoy talking to people.
The talking bear, Teddy Ruxpin. He would always talk back, too. Have you ever, sometimes you'd say something bad, you'd have to put soap in his mouth.
Yeah.
Teddy Ruxpin. The voice of Teddy Ruxpin, Phil Barron, is also 75 today. He also voiced Piglet in some of the Winnie the Pooh type things of that era, late 70s, early 80s. So Phil Barron, but we know him best as Teddy Ruxpin, the voice. And then they had TV shows and specials. And he was the voice of Teddy Ruxpin there, but he was also the voice when you'd plop that cassette in the back of that bear and he'd start talking. It was the voice. It wasn't actually a bear, kids. Phil Barron. Birthdays more now here.
Lying on the sand, watching seabirds fly. Wishing that.
He's on the Yacht Rock boat. It's Stephen Bishop.
Waiting home for me.
That's from the movie Tootsie. We just lost Terry Garr.
Yeah.
And she was in that. Stephen Bishop, happy birthday to him.
Fine singer.
Yeah, 73 today. How about our friend?
Heroes come from small towns.
Rocky Lynn is 60 today.
Very nice.
Happy birthday, Rocky Lynn.
Swing push, come to show. They're the first one.
I video recorded his, whatever you call it. The documentary of Rocky finding his original father and family. They did a documentary, and I'm going to watch it. I just recorded it yesterday or the day before.
What channel did it air on?
It was on, for DirecTV, it was on Channel 10.
Okay.
Like one of the public kind of channels.
Certainly.
Or something.
Certainly. Yeah. So happy birthday, Rocky. Yeah, he has quite a story, doesn't he?
He sure does.
Rocky Lynn, 60.
So this is your studio, huh?
Yep.
Shouldn't there be a sign on the door for the models that says you must be this dumb to enter?
She was on Just Shoot Me, Maya. On Just Shoot Me, Saving Grace, Pretty Woman, too, one of her earlier appearances.
I enjoyed her in Quigley Down Under.
Oh,
with
yes,
Tom
Selleck.
Certainly. Yeah, she was great in that. Played crazy.
I can see that.
Whatever her name is, yeah.
Laura San Giacomo, 62. Run DMC, this is pretty genius when they brought the world of rap together with the world of rock.
Yeah.
They did this with Aerosmith.
Aerosmith, yeah, that's good.
And the Run part of the Run DMC, rapper Joseph Reverend Run Simmons, 60 today.
Is he our rapper of the day?
No.
Okay, I thought there was
another one. No, there's one later.
So what do you think?
What is that?
I painted my face.
You painted your face?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you know, support the team.
Well, you can't walk around like that.
Well, why not?
Because it's insane.
Oh, hey, you gotta let them know you're out there. This is the playoffs.
You gotta support the team. So that's Patrick Warburton as David Putty from Seinfeld, Elaine's boyfriend. You gotta support the team. Patrick Warburton is 60, Rules of Engagement. You know, he's also Peter Griffin's neighbor.
Oh, okay.
The one in the wheelchair, the policeman in the wheelchair.
Oh, yes.
On Family Guy.
Yep.
He is 60 today. Didn't we just have the first ever Bond girl on film on screen yesterday?
Yeah.
We've got one of the more recent. Yeah, we got one of the more recent ones today.
I think I'm starting to like you.
So you did just try and have me killed.
And that made me very sad, thinking I would never see you again. But here you are.
Damn it, Dominic! I was trying to help you!
Quantum of Solace, Neil.
Yes, I remember.
And that's Olga Kurylenko, 45. And our rapper of the day is Lil Boozy.
Oh, yes,
you can't. Boozy. You can't not be the rapper of the day with a name like Lil Boozy.
And we I can hear our Lils.
I can hear the vacuum now.
Yeah, it's
are they
coming
using
our
an
way.
Auric? Because that sounds like an Auric, later model Auric upright vacuum. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. It's an Auric or a Shark.
Okay.
Yeah,
Lil Boozy, 42 today.
We better burn through the gons here in a hurry. Steamboat inventor Robert Fulton, you remember him from your history books, 1765. Our former first lady of the day is Mamie Eisenhower. Married, of course, to D. White, born on this day, 1896. Who didn't read Pippi Longstockings? I hope nobody put their hand up there. It was written by Astrid Lindgren, who was born on this day, 1907. The great Emmy Award-winning television writer, producer, gave us some of our favorite shows, Sherwood Schwartz.
That started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for 3 hours. The skipper
season
brave.
One, Neil.
Yeah, I was going to say, this was and the rest.
So the SS Minnow Island Charter Exotic Trip, free lunches. That's what that sign says. If you've ever paused it,
free
the sign
lunches.
That the skipper stands next to. Exotic
that's
Trip,
awesome.
Free lunches. Yeah.
Sherwood Schwartz gave us that show, The Brady Bunch, won Emmy for his writing credit on The Red Skelton Show. A very talented man, born on this day, 1916. He was the patriarch of Family Affair, Buffy and Sissy and the gang. Mr. French was the sidekick to Brian Keith, 1921.
Uncle Bill, why do they call it piggyback?
I don't know, you got me.
They ought to call it people back. Good night, Uncle Bill.
Good night, Pard.
We had a real...
Poor Brian Keith, anytime he was in the same scene with Jody and Buffy,
yeah,
he didn't have a chance.
No,
they totally stole every scene.
Yes, absolutely. Brian Keith right there. He's in a lot of other shows. Saw him in some good Western movies, too. Brian Keith, again, 1921. Former UN Secretary General Boutros-Ghali. You know, Boutros is such a fine name, they used it twice. Boutros-Ghali, born on this day, 1922. Well, we loved him as Colonel Henry Blake in the television show MASH. He was played by McLean Stevenson.
You guys have my full permission, and I never said that. I mean, I'm not even here, so how could I?
Big fan of the Fighting Illini. Always
yes.
had that eye,
yes.
that Illini,
eye.
Illinois
yes.
Sweater.
Yes, he was great. And, of course, sadly, it was one of the most watched episodes when they killed him
sad.
Off.
When, so
he was leaving. When Radar came back into the surgical room and was chastised for not having a mask on, and there were no survivors. Yeah, Can't forget, it made you cry. 1927. How about...
And they're all
that's
gone.
It. Yeah,
not,
that's
yeah,
it. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
All right, here are the Outlaws tickets here today. Be the first caller to answer this question. Who played Fred Hayes in the movie Apollo 13? I mentioned it.
Yes, you did.
Who played Fred Hayes, astronaut Fred Hayes in Apollo 13? Houston, we have a problem, the whole deal. First one with the right answer will win the Outlaws tickets. Atlanta Rhythm Section Saturday at the Medina. 763-450-0100. Would you like to start this Bobathon, no repeat workday with Hank Jr., Texas Women, Doug Stone, a jukebox with a country song, or Garth Brooks and his salute to Tony Dorsett, Good Ride Cowboy?
I'm feeling like Doug Stone should lead us off today.
WQPM Princeton, WLKX Forest Lake, KDDG Albany, KDDG HD.